translate just how much work goes into a specialty plate. And there is considerable programming testing. It modifies a lot of our programs to be able to recognize the different license types and the vehicles that they go to and the money that, you know, you're supposed to be collecting and the fees and all of that. So it is a lot of work for us. When you had the tour at DMV and you were in the plate room, and Representative Walker and I have talked about this many times, I'm sure you heard what we were trying to say is we would prefer to reduce the number of plates, not increase the number of plates. So I would be remiss if I didn't put that on the record as representing my agency of what we're really hoping to try to do. The different cars of plate shows, they're all good cars. I'm talking from an administration standpoint. The different group plates through the years, they have different ideas have come up with specialty plates, and the sales, frankly, have not been that encouraging. For example, last session, the law was changed. The law that Janet was mentioning, the group plate, what we call the group plate law, that allows veteran groups, higher ed groups, and nonprofit groups to have a plate with their name on it. It's the tree plate, but over on the left, it's got their name on it. Last year was modified to allow colleges to put their logo or their mascots on it. And three colleges have done so in the past year. The University of Oregon was very much in support of that bill and wanted it. They wanted to be able to put like the interlocking U of O. OSU wanted to be able to put the beaver. And they've done that. And yet, in a year, they have sold less than 500, each one of them. So even though there's all those alumni out there and everybody's a fan of one college or the other, they still have not sold much. And when you figure that we've got several million vehicles on file, it continues to boggle my mind as to why people just don't buy them. I'm not a psychologist, but we kind of think that perhaps it's because our registration fee is low, it's $30, and when someone comes up and thinks about it, they think, oh, double the money for just a specialty plate? Maybe not. I don't know, but you know, I know in other states they have somewhat better sales. I know the population's more, but I think maybe if you're paying $500 or so to register, maybe another $30 seems like a big deal, you know. Some of the veteran plates over the years, Vietnam vets have had their plate for about 5 years, and yet they just sold 1,000. They're the only group that ever broke 1,000 out of 17 different groups. So it's kind of one of those things where you build it, but then they just don't come. The salmon plate has done pretty good, but yet the revenue is less than what revenue projected last time. We had hoped that in this biennium that it would make about $1.5 million, and it's made about $500,000 in a year. So that's 15,000 plates sold at $30. And so I just don't know whether whether this will be. I always hope every time we do one that it will be what everybody's hoping upon and wishing upon. But so far, it really just hasn't come to fruition. So,
Reverend Cromwell, did you have a question?
Well, I do, and if I can interrupt you, Kelly.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the past, have the laws been written similarly that the general fund fronts the money and then is paid back by the plates?
Mr. Chair and Representative Cromwell, that came last session. During discussion on the Senate side about the group plates and everything, an AG's opinion was requested by the Senate, and it came back that it is unconstitutional to use highway funds to generate funds for something other than the highway fund. So since these plates are moneymakers for something other than the highway fund, it has to be fronted by either the group itself or general funds. And the way the law was changed for the group plate law is that the groups themselves must pay the cost of the startup costs or whatever. And so that particular statute was changed for the existing group plate law. So anybody coming on board, veteran, higher ed, or nonprofit, pays the cost. Last session, the salmon plate was funded with general funds, and that was paid back.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me back up for a second. So most of the time the groups have paid front of the money themselves, and so if they haven't received enough in revenues to pay back whatever mechanism they had, then it just hasn't been paid back.
Mr. Chair and Representative Crummell, the original program was in the hole. That has not been paid back. Any new group coming on board must pay the cost up front before we begin. This would be an exception made to that particular statute because you'd be creating a whole new plate under a whole new statute saying you're going to pay that with general funds.
One more follow-up. So then how many plates do you estimate that that would have to be sold in the next 2 years? Because this calls for the general fund to be repaid, I believe it's by the year 2001. How many plates would you have to sell in the next 2 years of this particular plate to repay the general fund, considering that it's also without interest?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Crummell, at this point, a dollar amount has not been set for the cost of the plate. And I want to let the committee know that it would take us about, as you remember, the salmon plate, we did not start producing it or selling until February. It takes us 6 to 8 months to get a plate up and running with all the vendor work and everything. So it won't be right away. Even though this has an emergency clause and we could begin work on it, with Y2K and the programming that this takes and the work with the vendor, we probably would not be selling this plate until next summer. And so I need to get on record. So I would say in that next year to get in the biennium, if they're $20 a set, you're going to need to sell at least over 10,000 of them in that first year to recoup the general fund money. I mean, because it's 209,000. So it just depends on what you set it. The problem, as I told Representative Walker, you know, we've discussed it. It's a real hard balancing act because if you make the fee too high, then people won't buy it. If you make the fee too low, then you don't pay the fund back. So it's really hard to figure out just, A, will enough people want it? Do they want to trade off the plate they already have? Again, the plates start competing with each other. It's tough. We don't know how many it will take because we're not sure how many, what the price will be. But that gives you a rough estimate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kelly, what is the underlying relationship between the plate design and the numbers that you stamp on it?
Mr. Chair and Ripley Hill, it's simply the configuration that we do is a unique configuration inside the computer so it can help. It's part of the programming to help it tell which series it's at and then the money distribution as we collect it so that the extra money goes off to a separate fund. It's a way of keeping track of the system.
So if you did not do a special configuration, a special number, and you just simply said that we're going to produce 10,000 license plates between this range and this range of the basic three letters, three numbers configuration, what would your fiscal be?
Mr. Chair and Representative Hill, it would be the same. We are creating programming inside the computer to identify a different set of plates for a different purpose. Which vehicles could have it? I mean, I'm guessing it'd be the same. I'd have to go back and check. I don't know that it would be that much different because you're creating different pockets to collect the money within. Because this is going off to the Oregon Alliance.
I guess it seems to me that we're creating a lot more work by creating this other thing versus just simply taking a strategy. If we want to do this, we use the same configuration and there's a certain range of numbers and there can be, and then it's just an accounting question in terms of how you collect the fee that comes over the top. And so I guess, is this a recurring yearly fee? Is this like a specialty plate? Or is this just a one-time fee? So from that perspective, I don't see in terms of why you would need to go create a whole bunch of new accounting in terms of reprogramming, because if you just simply said, we'll enter into an arrangement, we'll do this, they have to front the dollars to pay back the cost of producing the plates, and then if nobody wants them, then I guess you could always destroy, you know, what's left, you know, and bear that cost, you know, if it doesn't pay for those initial stuff, but you could reduce the initial startup cost without doing a very special configuration, but just change the underlying graphic.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hill, I would have to check on that. I will tell you that the existing group plate, the programming that was done for that, that created that capacity, we created a certain number of slots for different groups. And if we were to use the existing law and that existing plate design and simply put the handprints off to the left, then the fiscal would come down greatly, but it would fall under the existing law. I mean, we could do that today without this bill. We couldn't put the handprint on it. You would need to amend it to allow us to do the handprint for a nonprofit group. But I will caution you that if you go to logos for nonprofits, there are some nonprofits out there that may have logos that you don't want to see on a plate, like Normal and their Marijuana Week or something like that. So I just wanted to tell you, I mean, we've talked about that before in past committees.
Mr. Chair, there is another mechanism that we could specifically authorize the Kid First license plate and significantly reduce the obligation of doing this in terms of where we could change the underlying graphic and not have to deal with creating and reprogramming computers in the back end.
Mr. Chairman, if you review the existing law and the existing plates that we do, yes.
Just, I'm going to clarify myself.
Okay, but we got three or four people who want to talk. The main thing we're trying to find out is if we like the idea or not.
Okay, thank you. Well, I appreciate it, Mr. Chairman, but I just want to... We can amend the existing law to
allow
explicitly only Kids First,
yes.
The underlying graphic.
Yes.
And we can significantly reduce the fiscal.
Mr. Chair and Representative, I believe I'm following the answer to yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kelly, the other specialty plates, salmon, veterans, so on and so forth, Vietnam vets, were they as expensive to set up?
Mr. Chair and Representative Hill. Mr. Chair and Representative Scott. I'm sorry.
I will count that as a compliment.
I was on a roll there.
Well, okay.
We created the initial group plate back in 93, and yes, it was less expensive. The cost of program was less expensive than cost goes up for recession. Most of you don't realize this, but we contract out with private sector contractors for the most part to do programming. We have a very small programming staff. They're the core, and they lead the team.
Can you repeat that again for the record? You contract.
We contract out the bulk of our data processing efforts.
And could you tell them how much that contracting costs?
It's $100 an hour.
$100 an hour. Cost, Kelly.
So yes, it was less. I believe that it was around. I'm going to have to guess somewhere around 150 or so thousand back then. I mean, total, after we've added up through the years.
Mr. Chair, so we have a as much as I support Vietnam veterans and my family are Vietnam veterans, we've sold only 1,000 of those plates, but we've spent $150,000 to set them up.
Mr. Chair, Representative Cup, it set up the entire group plate process, which created 30 slots. They are one of the slots. It was not $150,000 for them. It was to create the whole base of group plates, that whole statute for all kinds.
So, but in this case, we're talking about spending $209,000 to set up this plate specifically?
Mr. Chair and Representative Trump, it is a unique plate. It is not a group plate. It would not fall under the program that we've already done for those plates.
Okay, and one more question, Mr. Chair. Can we... Will you be charging a renewal fee that is comparable to vanity plates? And if so, could you charge a higher renewal fee for this plate to pay back the startup cost to the general fund more quickly?
Mr. Chair and Representative Krupp, the bill has a blank in it for what amount we would charge extra for this plate. It's whatever you all desire. Representative Walker mentioned possibly $20 for a set. It's all whatever you do. This is different than a custom plate, the vanity plate. That has a special fee in statute of $50 extra above and beyond the registration fee. So what we would be doing, whatever fee, let's say you pick $20. It'd be $30 to register your passenger car and another $20 for this. And it would be each and every time they renew. So every 2 years, that extra $20 would be coming in. And as I told Representative Crummel, if you sold 10,000 or so at $20, you maybe need 11,000, but you come close to paying it off.
Representative Wilson?
Well, I am wondering how soon we might expect the Children's Alliance to start receiving any return from this. Is this, according to the bill, it says after rejection of the cost of administration of the Kids First Registration Type Program, that after the cost, this $209,000 is collected?
Mr. Chair, Representative Wilson, the way the bill is drafted, the general fund gets paid back first, and then the money that's collected, some would be kept off the top to cover our ongoing, because again, you can't use highway fund dollars to do it, and then the rest would be transferred over to them. Right. So probably we wouldn't start the plate until, I don't know, let's just pick May of next year, I don't know. It would take some period of time, whatever, however fast they do or don't sell, but the $209,000 would be paid back first, and then the Children's Alliance would get the money.
So it might be 3 years from now.
Depending on the sales, you never know. I mean, this is one of the things that's really hard. I mean, some of the groups have sold less than 50 in many, many years. It's just, you just don't know what's going to happen.
I just make a comment. I think we need Representative Walker marketing this in the way that she marketed her bill, because that seems to be the missing link. In fact, when I got my Oregon Trail plate, it was just slapped on there by the person from whom we were buying the car. You know, that's what they did. I think there's an avenue there to have your stuff in the dealer's showroom.
Could I respond before we go into another question? Thank you. That was actually part of my rebuttal, Representative Harris. Thank you very much for bringing that up. It is an advertising issue, and the Children's Alliance represents over 200 programs. That's 200 programs that are going to be able to advertise this play. That's been a downfall with some of these organizations, which is a narrow focus. But this has 200 programs. You also, you're right, you have me, who's in charge, and I'm going to do very well at publicizing this. Also, Ms. Taylor says that dealers, car dealers, have this plate available, so when you buy a new car, like I just had to buy 2 weeks ago, you can order a plate. So I think it can be done. The sound plate sold 15,000, and, you know, that's not anywhere near what they thought they'd sell, but they're going to sell more. 15,000 plates, that's a lot of plates in a year, less than a year. So I don't think, if we sell 10,000 plates, it's not unreasonable to sell 10,000 plates to pay for that program. I'm disappointed. I thought it was only going to be 100,000 for the startup, and the salmon plate guys got up really easy because they just didn't know how much it was. It just means we're going to probably have to elevate the price and sell a few more plates before we pay back the program. But I think it can work. It's just, it's a cute plate. Representative Loken, you're right on. You'd buy it. Go on, buy it.
Representative Lehman?
Mr. Chairman, I mean, I think that you ought to move this on to ways and means. I think that Representative Walker is doing a great job getting across the ground. I mean, I have some concerns. I think she's right in that it's a very broad-based group here. The question will be on whether that broad-based group will be as dedicated to get out there and buy the plates as some of the other organizations. And that's going to be, frankly, it's probably going to be a ways and means question about whether or not they're willing to roll the dice of $200,000 that we may or may not get back, or how long it's going to take to get back. I mean, I think it's really going to be a fiscal question other than a policy question. So I think we ought to move it on to ways and means to let them sort through the dollar issues. I think it's a big nut to crack, but I think we ought to at least get it and let them look at it.
Thank you. Everybody will talk. Representative Zedman and then Wells.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with Representative Lehman, but in addition to that, I think it might be beneficial if Representative Walker would explore some of the ideas brought forward by Representative Hill, because obviously Ways and Means' biggest issue is going to be the cost up front. And it could be if you can find some way to produce the same or similar plate for a lesser cost, that will also generate greater dollars for the organization ultimately in the sales, if there is some way to do that. So.
Well,
thank you. I think we need to not forget this is a policy committee, and we need to determine whether this is a good policy or not, rather than looking at only just dollars. I think the success of the salmon plate, or whether it was the Oregon Trail plate or whatever, it was because people buy plates because those things represent Oregon. If they're traveling in other states, so you don't be looking at the fact that it's something that's unique to Oregon, it's whether it's a fir tree or it's a salmon or whatever. And I think that's where the downfall of this is. It doesn't really say anything that's unique to Oregon as far as geographic or resources or that sort of thing. So I, even though I signed on to this bill, she was standing on my toe when I did it. I do have a little bit of a problem with this bill.
We've had everybody have an opportunity to speak. Representative Walker, I think we will close the public hearing unless you have some last comments.
No, thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the time today.
Thank you. We will close the public hearing. We'll open the work session on House Bill 3597. The Chair will move House Bill 3597 to Ways and Means of the Due Path Recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Yes.
Hearing none, is there any opposition?
I'm going to vote no.
Did you want to talk, Janet?
No, I was just going to see if you wanted to fill in the blank.
No. Let them put in the money blanks down there. The clerk will call the roll, please.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. We don't plan to meet for any evening. This committee's worked very hard all session. There's no sense to put on full court press to get some of these drills up, and none of us like anything. So we will do our regular schedule. I would appreciate you getting here on time. Do me a favor, or we will have a night meeting. We can get it all done in 8 to 10. We were done at 9:30 today. So there'll be, at this point, no night meeting, and we'll try to keep everybody happy. We'll be tapping in about 3 bills on Friday as a courtesy to the members. We may not ever hear them, but we will tap them in. Thank you all very much, and thank you for your cooperation. We are adjourned.